The music style called reggaeton is a combination of reggae, hip-hop, and salsa. It's the leading youth sound in Spanish-speaking communities and has broken into the hip-hop mainstream. Music critic Milo Miles chronicles its rise.
The explosion of reggaeton is the music story of 2005. Reggaeton is the first Spanish-language pop style to pervade English-speaking radio programs. And while the singers and rappers aren't as central to the tunes as they are in straight hip-hop, they are way more important than voices were in old dance crazes like the mambo. This is real cultural change. Reggaeton has been taking shape for at least 20 years. It began among Jamaican workers in Panama and reggae fans in Puerto Rico. It built on local beats like the bomba and established hip-hop fusions like Jamaican ragga. One key influence was the 1990 hit by Shaba Ranks, Dembow.
Dembow, 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 dembow. Man on the table, me say that him bow, bow. Girl a clean rifle, me say that she bow. At least be count, I me know a girl bow. Leave the teeth in a bottom, that means say you bow. Lipstick for who did, that means say you bow. Dembow, dembow, dembow. Rag and I'm a dap in a bunk at head dump. Tell all the bunk at them to just back. Tell all the bunk at them to step back.
And, though modified, that basic rhythm still drives reggaeton superstars like Daddy Yankee. The sound of reggaeton offers a refreshing change from what had become the very hard slamming world of hip-hop. It's lighter and more graceful, more melodic and with better singers and more female voices. There are all reggaeton stations in a half dozen cities, including Miami, Los Angeles, and New York. But with a huge ravenous market to feed, there's now an enormous number of reggaeton releases out there. And even top names like Daddy Yankee, Don Omar, Ivy Queen, and Tego Calderon do not make consistently gripping albums. Reggaeton is guided by collections of hit singles, which means it's producer-driven. And the easy consensus is that the supreme producer team is Francisco Saldana, known as Looney, and Victor Cabrera, known as Tunes, and together known as Looney Tunes. They must have vibrant rapport with their clients because their name crops up in many songs. In this number by Daddy Yankee, it's even the chorus hook. The first anthology of Looney Tunes productions from 2003 is called Mas Flow, and it's an apt name. Their mixes and arrangements do have superior flow. Looney Tunes used the boom chaboom chick ground beat as an accent, broken up with synthesizer figures, electronically altered voices, and hearty chants. Any developing form such as reggaeton needs visionary producers or performers who can hear what needs to be enriched and how to do it. Looney Tunes made reggaeton too strong for the mainstream to resist.
Yeah.
Saldana and Cabrera were born in the Dominican Republic, raised north of Boston, and now operate out of Puerto Rico. Listening to rough-sounding import singles when they were teens, the pair would riff on ideas how to make the tracks hipper and more varied. Now Looney Tunes themselves are the essence of hip. They are scheduled to work on tracks with Enrique Iglesias, Ricky Martin, and Jennifer Lopez. And this is the usual next step for visionary performers and producers. They try to make their hardcore work, well, a little more all things to all people. Whether Looney Tunes continue to shape reggaeton or not, they have already released three definitive introductions. The first is Mas Flow, the second is La Trayectoria, and the most recent is Mas Flow Dos. Accept no substitutes. These are the way into reggaeton.
Milo Miles lives in Cambridge. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Julian Hertzfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Seuss Boland directed the show. I'm Terry Gross.
Oye, ma, dime, pa.
Coge por tu lado, que por ahí van
los tiburones.
Oye, ma, dime, pa.
Sigo por orillo, te van a llevar
los tiburones.
Así que sube el telón, que le gusta el vacilón. Mamá, que tú...